It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Thursday, February 29th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning in effect from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. today for critical fire weather conditions for parts of north and northeast Iowa. Counties in the warning area include Mitchell, Howard, Floyd, Chickasaw, Fayette, Emmett, Kossuth, Winnebago, Worth, Palo Alto, Hancock, Cerro Gordo, Humboldt, Wright, Franklin, Butler, Bremer, Hardin, Grundy, and Blackhawk. Southwest winds will increase throughout the day with maximum gusts of 30 to 40 miles per hour, combined with lowest relative humidity values of 20 to 25%. Dry fuels combined with the gusty winds, unseasonably warm temperatures rising into the 50s, and low relative humidities will push fire weather conditions to critical levels. Outdoor burning should be avoided until the weather conditions improve. A North Iowa man has pleaded guilty to trying to have sex with a minor and distributing drugs near a school. According to court records, the Mitchell County Sheriff's Office arrested 30-year-old Andrew Greeley of Riceville last May after an investigation into an alleged sexual assault involved a 15-year-old female. Greeley was accused of having physical contact with the girl with the intent of involving her in a sexual situation at a residence in Riceville. Investigators also alleged that Greeley provided marijuana to the minor and they both used the illegal substance at that residence. A subsequent search recovered marijuana and drug paraphernalia. Text messages on Greeley's phone alleged he later tried to text the owner of the home to dispose of the drugs. Tuesday, Greeley pleaded guilty to charges of distributing drugs to a person under 18, a Class C felony, and enticing a minor under 16 years old, a Class D felony. Sentencing for Greeley has been set for April 23rd in Mitchell County District Court. 2.5 years after he was originally charged in Charles City, a male subject wanted on drug, assault, and harassment charges was back in custody this week at the Floyd County Jail. On June 18, 2021, 27-year-old Marquise Seymour was arrested by Charles City Police for possession of a controlled substance after he was allegedly found with over 3 grams of marijuana that he hid in his groin and crotch area. The following day, CCPD arrested Seymour on a charge of domestic abuse assault causing injury or mental illness after he was accused of striking a female victim in the face. Seymour was also charged with first-degree harassment. When Seymour failed to appear in Floyd County District Court on the drug charge in July 2021, a bench warrant was issued for his arrest. Another arrest warrant was issued when he failed to appear in court in August 2021 for the assault and harassment charges. The Floyd County Sheriff's Office took Seymour back into custody just before midnight Tuesday night, and he was transported from the Cedar County Jail back to Charles City. Seymour has been released after posting bail Wednesday afternoon. While they're not new to the game of providing school lunches, Southwest Food Service Excellence's first Iowa school district to sign on with the Arizona-based company was Charles City. Mike Butler is the Regional Director of Operations for SFE. He addressed the Charles City School Board this week to review the result of a student survey on the food they've been serving. Butler said feedback on breakfast was about 50-50 positive to negative, but 70-30 in favor of the lunch menus, to which they take a non-cycle approach when planning their meals.
A cycle menu is one where you just go 4 weeks and just keep going around in a circle. We don't actually do that. We actually have quarterly menus where we put it in for 3 months, and then we switch it out for 3 months, and then we switch it again for 3 months.
There's also been a trial and error period.
I always describe a food service relationship with a school district kind of like a marriage. I don't really know you, you don't really know me. So I'm bringing something that I need to demonstrate or I need to prove myself in this relationship. And what I'm doing is bringing multiple menu items on a daily basis to the elementary, the junior high, and the high school level. So our menu is very diverse. We have 3,000 food items that we could menu at any given time.
While results of the survey are very helpful in guiding their food options, Butler says he also gets on-the-spot feedback from students.
A young man came up to me and he said, "Hey, man, have you ever thought about having mashed potatoes and gravy whenever you serve like a Salisbury steak or something?" And I said, "I do now." He said, "Well, that's what I'm looking for." And I said, "Well, then that's what we're going to work on."
In their efforts to meet a wide variety of student tastes, they're also prepared for student waste.
The purpose of that is that every student should be given the same opportunity to eat every single item. If we offer 5 items to student number 1, then student number 201 ought to get the same 5. So to make that happen, there's going to be a certain amount of waste that's going to be planned.
Butler also noted that there's one Charles City student who samples all 5 lunch entrees every time he goes through the line. In less than 5 months, Harold Kelleher has gone from city councilman to the mayor of Nashua. Our intern reporter Miranda Webster has more on his transition.
In October, then-mayor Alex Antofer resigned, and Kelleher was elevated from mayor pro tem to acting mayor. After Kelleher won re-election to city council in November, he was officially appointed mayor in December and will serve out the remaining 2 years of Antofer's term. Kelleher couldn't say no to the promotion.
It was an honor that the council had asked me to step up and be the mayor, so it's hard to turn that down when people appreciate you and what you're doing.
While the mayor doesn't have voting power at city council meetings, Kelleher says he still plays an important role.
Well, first thing, more responsibilities. It's a big learning curve even being on council, moving to that. I need to learn how to guide the council, towards certain goals and conduct the meetings in a good way that we get business done and don't drag out nights and motions and everything. Keep moving forward.
Kelleher adds that his short time as mayor has been made easier by a good supporting cast.
I think I'm falling into it pretty well. I haven't got any negative comments yet. I get a lot of support from the city council and our staff here, the clerk and deputy clerk. So it's been eye-opening and been rewarding.
With Kelleher elevated to mayor, that opened his seat on the city council. Earlier this month, Peggy Hall was appointed to serve the remainder of Kelleher's term, which runs until December 31st of 2025. I'm Miranda Webster reporting.
More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.